Shoot, yeah, boy, here we go. It's hour two, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. Rangers looking for a sixth win in a row tonight. 8 o'clock pregame, 8:38 first pitch as they visit Ron Washington and the Angels of Southern California. Time now for some NFL news of the day. Here's Wolchuk.
Thank you very much. Yeah, Jim Rome, again, we're getting texts about it. As I guess he followed up with what he was really talking about. It was Dak and the ankle. So, you know, the walking boot thing. I guess he thinks that is more serious.
That's not a separate thing than his previous.
No, I think they're kind of they're together. Like it's continuing.
And then
on.
Jerry's, you know, child situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then CD, he's going to get paid. There's a whole lot going on.
He's
the just,
he's going on. Yeah. Yep. He's going at the
We'll
string.
Wait for the next one.
The Jerry dad thing is pretty prime.
We're waiting. We're waiting for it.
That's a cowboy story.
Yeah.
You think he'd jump all over that one?
Yes, I guarantee Jim talks about that regularly. Yeah, that's right up his
He's right
alley,
up that alley.
Making fun of the whole deal. And what do you think about the boot being a nothing in regards to Dak? I would rather have it be I was hooping and I tweaked my ankle than, you know, I snapped my leg 4 years ago and I try to tell you the next year that it was nothing and I was totally past it. But 4 years later, it's still enough that even with regular workouts, every now and then I need to give myself extra time to recover. I mean, the balance, the strength, the things that I talked about during his recovery to that people were in denial about is coming to roost. And maybe I'm being a little petty, but I think it's a real thing.
I think that he goes fishing and things like that. I don't think he takes days off.
No, I mean, like, yeah, what's the difference
he is older.
Basketball versus just grinding and practicing?
He is older, and I think that he tries to do just as many things as he did when he was 23 years old when it comes to football and trying to, you know.
What a beast.
He does. That's his deal. He goes out. He gets guys to go throw. You know, he could take time off, but what does he do? He shows up at the tight end school throwing routes, dropping back, doing that. You know, he's going to do things to try and get himself. I think he's really in that mindset too. If you look at pictures of him, it looks like he's slimmed again. He looks physically, and you know that's a lot of work at a guy that's getting older.
Absolutely.
You know,
if we could just take like 10% of his work ethic and give it to Luka.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
Beyond something there, and maybe that's something Klay Thompson can help with as well. Because Klay and Steph, they definitely were workaholics with the Warriors as well. I mean, Klay was putting up shots immediately after the presser yesterday. So maybe Klay can help a little bit with Luka there as well. Now, yesterday, Amon-Ra St. Brown jumped on with the Pivot podcast, and he was talking about trash talk, and a cowboy got brought up. Here was Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Jordan Lewis, I think, is his name from the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I don't talk much unless someone's going to talk to me. You know, I block hard. I do all that. But he was talking crazy, like some shit I've never heard before. I'm like, yo, hold on. Like, I'm gonna have to go hard on this. Like, he was talking crazy out of pocket. Even JMO heard it too. He was coming in. At that point, it's like, I don't know what he's saying. I'm trying to make plays, win the game. I'm not worried about him. But once he starts talking like that, it's like, if I do get a chance to kill him, I'm gonna kill him.
Yes.
Now, Jordan Lewis heard it. Put on his Instagram, I am passionate about my craft, and I don't want to be friends with everyone, especially a Detroit Lion, not from Detroit, because Jordan Lewis is from Detroit, played at Michigan.
Oh, yeah. And, maybe that's what got him going a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we saw Jordan Lewis maybe talking very early at Dez Bryant.
His rookie year.
Yeah.
So, he went after Dez. Jordan Lewis has always been chippy.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a great wit and sense of humor to him. But yeah, you know, I love that. Hopefully we get a chance to talk to him about, a little bit more about that at camp.
That'd be fun. Now we also have Michael Irvin. He's opened a new sports bar in the Colony, Playmaker 88. They had a soft launch a couple of weeks ago, but starting tomorrow, or Friday, July 12th at 5 p.m., guests will walk the blue carpet as they enter the restaurant for a special evening. There's going to be live music along with food and drinks. Irvin's going to be there for pictures and to welcome patrons. Saturday, there'll be festivities from 11 to 3 p.m. with Irvin again being there. The day will kick off with a ribbon cutting with the Colony Chamber of Commerce. And the football legend will stay afterward for photos and autographs. So it looks badass. He did a video of it, and he kind of has right over the bar, he's created like a mini Cowboys Ring of Honor with pictures of every cowboy that's a part of that thing. So he's like, what better way to come and watch America's team than with the people that built the team looking back at you. So it does look pretty badass. Playmaker 88 in the Colony. Shout out to Michael Irvin. And go check that out over the weekend.
I'm going to miss him being on TV. That's just so unfortunate.
Me too. He'll get back on here.
I hope so. I mean, he is so good for the energy that he brings and the passion that he has and the fact that everybody he works with likes him, but they know he's such a cowboy through and through that I'm going to miss that about him, you know, and him being on air. He was a fun listen that way just because of his passion for it. But hey, good luck in the restaurant business and the bar business, man. That is not an easy route to go.
Not at all.
And I hope nobody's stealing from you and you lose money and all that crap, because if you're not there every single day, there is stuff walking out of your walk-in.
It's hard to trust people.
There's alcohol. I mean, there's a lot of things going on at these bars and restaurants that you really don't know about, you know, unless you're there every single day.
You know what I'd want to do in one of these spots is just kind of lend my name to it. You know, I'm going to do TV ads and I'll be here on Friday nights, like shaking hands and kissing babies and telling stories. But please have a manager and somebody.
That's how you get hustled right there. Put your name on something. Yeah, they're going to eat you up.
All of a sudden, it works really good. People are showing up and you're full every night and you're like, well, how are we not making any money here?
Yeah.
And I think it's a lot. Maybe I'm wrong about this, you know, now with the great credit cards and stuff are. But, you know, it used to be such a cash business.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you know, two for you, one for me, three for you, two for me, you know, that kind of thing.
Put a little in the baggie, a little bit in the purse.
Yeah, and giving away drinks and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, all that is...
And the food cost. I mean, that stuff's so high these days.
I just don't want Michael to have a bad experience that way, because there are a lot of guys that do. They get into that business and they think, oh, this is cool. And the next thing you know, it is a lot of damn work. Because, again, people walking out the door with your product and stuff.
Hey, what was that bar that Mike was at? Was that Knockouts where there was a brawl going down?
I think it was.
Ooh. And he had that sailor hat on. He was trying to break up the fight with that sailor hat on.
Yeah. At what point he was just like, all right, I guess I'm not going to get these guys broken up.
He grabbed his jacket and walked on out with that sailor cap when there's a whole fight happening.
Oh, Mike, we love you.
I'll tell you what.
I remember Michael one time when we were in San Antonio for training camp. Michael was staying in the same hotel we were, and the fire alarm got pulled or something happened. We're all out in the street, you know, at like 2 a.m. kind of thing. Michael's the one standing out there with no shirt on.
Oh, of course.
And everybody else is kind of like, you know, we're all looking at Michael like, okay, yeah, he's the only guy that could get away with standing out here.
Yeah.
Like hands on hips, like, you know, what the hell is going on out here?
For a lot of us, it's like, oh, fire alarm. I better get some clothes on so I don't embarrass myself.
I put on like full sweats, you know.
Yeah. He's been waiting for that opportunity.
Check me out. Look, Leonard Fournette is still looking to try and get back into the National Football League.
He's kind of like Zeke.
Leonard's in the best shape of his career, and I expect he will have a new home soon.
Sure he will.
But the Cowboys are one of the teams listed as the favorites to possibly sign Leonard Fournette. I mean, this happens all the time, but they do need a running back. Is that somebody that might be of interest if they get to camp and they're not liking what they're seeing?
Guy, do I need to go back and watch Leonard Fournette?
Maybe.
It seems like to me he's kind of a 3.5 yard a carry guy.
Him and Zeke, I do think, are very similar.
Very similar, yeah.
So I don't know that Leonard Fournette would be your answer there. A lot more receiver news. Davante Adams was on the Up and Adams show yesterday with Kay Adams, and we've joked about him reuniting with Aaron Rodgers with the Jets because, I mean, hey, he went to the Raiders. He wanted to play with Derek Carr. A year later, Derek Carr's gone, and now he's a New Orleans Saint. So he's sitting there with, my gosh, who's going to be my quarterback? Is it Aiden O'Connell or is it Gardner Minshew? But here was Kay Adams asking about the flirtation between him and Rodgers joining together with the Jets.
You two are boys, a lot of love for each other. You went to the Derby together. We see the pictures on the Instagram. Are you telling me he's not getting your ear and saying, hey, I want to play with you again?
Oh, he's in that ear, that's for sure. he's in the ear, but, you know, it's not as easy as it, you know, obviously we can get together and talk about the old times and potential of doing this and that, but like I said, I'm a Raider, so, and he knows that. So we'll maybe in the next.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be fun. I want Davante Adams to have the most success possible. I mean, the dude is one of the best receivers in football, and now it feels like he's just kind of wasting away at the end of his career there with the Raiders. Unless they end, maybe Aiden O'Connell ends up being awesome this year for them. He played okay, like 500 football under Antonio Pierce a year ago. But, man, I know they reached out during the trade deadline, but I think logistically with that contract, it just makes things really, really difficult for them to get together again.
Every time I look up, it seems like these lists have the Jets as the best this and the best that.
The roster is good. They deal with a lot of injuries, and I think the head coach is a big question mark right now.
It's just amazing that, top five this, top five that, number three here, the number one defensive backs in the league.
You know the defense is good.
And they're going to go, three
if Rodgers gets hurt, they'll win four or five
crazy.
Games.
It's just crazy that, that you could build that good of a team and then all of a sudden just things completely fall apart.
Yeah.
I think, their lack of a credible backup quarterback cost them last year. That should have been a 7-8-9 win team. I think we'd look at them a lot differently with Aaron Rodgers stepping in, but they went from a top five guy to a bottom five.
They did.
Maybe the worst.
I don't know that they really remedied that this year.
Well, it's their fault they drafted that Zach Wilson.
They did.
Yeah. I mean, that was their guy. I mean, I'm to be honest with you, Robert Saleh caught a break because of Rodgers getting hurt. It bought him another year. Because if that thing plays out and they're not good with Rodgers at quarterback, he's probably gone.
Absolutely. Then we had the new Hard Knocks episode. I'll play one of the cuts now. The other one we can get to at Football's Finest at 5 o'clock. But they showed some of the combine interviews, which is awesome. I mean, I think we all love to get some of that information. Mm. So. A lot of it was interviewing the quarterbacks. Drake May actually ended up looking really, really good on the board there with the Giants and Brian Daboll. But they brought in Marvin Harrison Jr. because clearly they were looking at receivers. They fell in love with Malik Nabers.
They did like Nabers.
Nabers had a really good interview. They end up drafting him. But here was Marvin Harrison Jr. They try and bait him. Does Marvin Harrison Jr. take the cheese here in the Giants combine interview?
So you played with one of the best quarterbacks for a few years. How about you got a young guy, he's growing in the position. You beat a guy like this, get a chance for a touchdown, he underthrows it. What do you come back to the huddle saying to him?
Well, I don't say nothing to quarterbacks.
No?
I don't say nothing to quarterbacks.
I mean, it's a throw, right?
I mean, I can make a play. I can make a play still.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to take the cheese.
I will never say anything to the quarterback. I'll blame it on myself as only to make the play.
Yeah.
Man, Joe Shane's just laughing in the background. Brian Daboll's like, yeah, but it was a bleep throw, right? He's like, I could still made a play on it. You know, he's defending his guy. That was Kyle McCord, who has since transferred from Ohio State. But good on you, Marvin Harrison Jr. You did not fall for the bait there, sir.
That's a veteran move right there. That's
dad coaching you up.
That's baseball player quality deflection with your answer,
Yeah.
You see it all the time in baseball.
He did a great job.
Dak with Team X.
Yeah. They got a lot of good guys on that team.
I thought that was one of my favorite interviews I've ever heard of a guy. And Chief goes, "Hey, I'm going to make up a team," and
Team X.
And he goes, "Call him Team X." And Dak did a complete interview talking about how good Team X was.
It was awesome.
I that's such a skill for those guys to be able to. Jim Rome. Say a lot about right?
And he said he's watched a lot of Peyton Manning and a lot of these guys, and he's really, he's perfected that. Thank you, Jim. Finally, to wrap up NFL News of the Day, I sent this to Carter. The Commanders are bringing back their traditional gold pants for 2024 as they will celebrate their 92nd birthday. So I guess the Giants are doing year 100. It's year 92 for Washington. But I don't know why the fans seem to love these yellow pants so much. I mean, they're pukey colors.
It was part of when growing up in the 70s, it was a big part with those burgundy tops, gold pants.
Yeah.
It was actually a pretty good look.
So 78, they abandoned the look.
Yeah.
Then they brought them back in 94 as a throwback uniform for the NFL's 75th anniversary. And they went ahead and still brought them out until 2022. And then they stopped, and now they're bringing them back out again. And it did. I mean, it does look okay with the burgundy.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess for all the teams that wear the yellow gold pants, theirs probably does look the best.
They can put them with the white tops, and they didn't look bad with burgundy numbers. That was another one back. And that's the Sonny Jurgensen, Billy Kilmer days.
Yeah. Way back in the day.
Way back in the day.
There's your NFL news of the day.
Thank you, Woolchuck. A fantastic job once again. We're coming back with the C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening. We have baseball coming up. We'll be talking Mavs and more with you. It's the G-Bag Nation and the Fan. Welcome back, Nation. It's time now for the C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening. England and Netherlands tied at 1, 64th minute. Euro semifinals. We'll keep you updated if there's any tally. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident, it's not your fault. Call the Frankels, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. We have Bill Barnwell's annual playmaker rankings. That's your running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends, I believe. And we'll get to those here in just a second. Let's start with Ian Rappaport. NFL insider on the NFL Network. He said on TV, maybe a shorter deal for Dak. Are you hearing the same thing, Brian?
It's clear that they are always wanting to get back to the table as quickly as
Dak
possible.
And his agent. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not interested in anything long term because they feel like that probably these numbers are going to continue to go up with some of these other quarterbacks, and so. Yeah, anything to get them back to the table, they're totally okay. It's the LeBron James plan.
Yeah,
you know, keep signing 1 year deals, and next thing you know, you're kind of back at the table pretty quick. So
it
wouldn't surprise me. I know the Cowboys really don't want to. Well, I tell you what, the Cowboys did negotiate the last one a little bit shorter.
Well, they wanted to do long the whole time.
But they wanted to go five, right? So maybe to get it done, they've got to think about doing it that way.
I think the need to go long now is greater than ever. He has a $40 million hit on the cap for next year and 12 for 2026 because they've already backloaded about 33% of his last contract, which was $4 and $160 million. So I think you have to do a longer deal to have any kind of chance of, building around your roster. I just haven't seen any sign from the player that, they want to be the next athlete to do a team-friendly deal like a Patrick Mahomes or a Jalen Brunson did.
Not at all.
And until you see a sign that they are wanting to do that or see value in that, then they see the value in extracting the most possible dollars.
There's no reason for Dak Prescott to take less money. For all the crap that he goes through as being the quarterback here, all the things that he endures and the off the field with television shows.
Here's how I would do it.
The speculation. No, he doesn't.
You're
he doesn't
an NFL
have
quarterback. A lot of towns you will get trashed in. It's not just
like
the
this,
Cowboys.
Worst
in New York.
I'll tell you what, though. There's a possibility he could end up with the Giants.
It's possible.
Absolutely. But to me, I think the scrutiny that he faces here, I'm not taking a dime less than $60 million.
You know what would make that scrutiny go away?
Winning a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
But you know what? Might not happen because the thing you talk about, the front office.
Yeah,
yes.
The front office.
If you're Dak and it's like, okay, I'm going to give you extra money to do stuff with, what guarantee or insurance do I have that you are going to do that? That you're going to use that extra money to go out there and do anything?
Yeah. You'd have to go to him as the agent and say, hey, we're going to do this. But now because so much has been backloaded, you would have to take a massive pay cut for multiple seasons to even make that a reality.
Yeah.
I would probably rather go do it somewhere else. Give somebody else a pay cut whose salary cap is not completely destroyed.
He's seeing guys like Trevor Lawrence and those guys get extended and he's like, nah, I'm not taking less money than those cats.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, my playoff record might suck, but I've won more division titles and find a way to win every year.
And $160 million is really $80 million. You buy one $20 million house, you're down to $60 million.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get out of this league with like at least a quarter bill. I'm trying to build up established wealth and property and real estate. But I mean, that ledger is real. And once you're done playing, the earning potential will be greatly reduced. So I don't think anybody's begrudging him any kind of cash from the Cowboys. I think you're just kind of hoping that you'll get the player that wants to do a Dirk deal. Well, it's like, yeah, well, you
it'd
know,
be
hey.
Awesome if it happens, man.
Yeah,
it'd be great.
Yeah, but it's just not realistic. And I think the amount of money you would have to forego in order to give this Cowboys front office a fighting chance is probably like your entire contract. Like if you're willing to pay for $5 million bucks instead of 60, maybe they could build a run game and a run defense out of that additional $55 million. But They couldn't win. They had you for 4 years on your rookie contract.
Right.
So I don't know why you'd have confidence in that.
And you mentioned that his rookie contract, he was a fourth round pick. He didn't have the big signing bonuses and all that that some of these others have had. So his whole thing is trying to make up for those dollars that he didn't get for being a first round quarterback.
Netherlands is knocking on the door as we continue with the C-Note Cowboys news of the evening. England looked like the more likely side to score in the first half, especially after Netherlands scored in the 10th minute. But here in the second half, Netherlands has been right in front of the England goal. Just had a great opportunity, but a good save. Here's Wolchuk with those playmaker rankings. What you got?
Yeah, so Bill Barnwell does this every year. He looks at the wide receiver, tight end, and running back talent for every single team. He does say that wide receivers end up being weighted a little bit more than the running backs and the tight ends. And you look at where the Cowboys are a year ago. They were number 7 on this list when it came to running back, tight end, and wide receiver talent. Man, how far do you think they have dropped this year?
The running back room numbers is what killed this thing, and I bet you they're somewhere mid-pack. I bet you they're somewhere 18, 19, maybe 17, 18, somewhere right around there.
Yeah. I'll go lower. I'll go 22nd.
22nd, okay. So they are right in the middle there.
Yeah.
They're at 18. So how does a team drop out of the top 10 when its number one wide receiver has a career year? I suppose it's a fair question, writes Barnwell, given that CeeDee led the league in receptions and had a whopping 1,749 yards from Dak Prescott. There's some concerns. Number two receiver, arguably Jake Ferguson. It was unclear whether he should be the starter ahead of rookie Luke Schoonmaker. Never really was for us, but maybe the national media.
Yeah.
But by the end of the season, he had become a trusted part of the offense. He racked up 761 yards, 5 touchdowns. Also won the Gabe Davis Award for most tantalizing performance in a playoff loss as he went off for 93 yards and 3 touchdowns in the otherwise ugly defeat at the hands of the Packers. But the big issue, the running back room. Everything else, you look at this, they lose Tony Pollard. Cowboys replace him with Ezekiel Elliott, who is a replacement-level runner at this point in his career. Brandon Cooks has fallen off the last two seasons after averaging north of 2 yards per route run in each of his first years with the Texans.
Had to play a different role.
Dropped to 1.7. I agree with you there.
Yeah.
But then behind him, it's a lot of unproven commodities with Jalen Tolbert, Kevontae Turpin. You just don't know what you've got. So it's really, you've got CD and you've got Ferguson, but he doesn't seem very high on Brandon Cooks. And if you're not going to be high on Cooks, then yeah, you're not going to be ranking the Cowboys very high.
Yeah, the running back room is what takes this thing way down. Can I ask you to look up a team?
Yes.
Because I'm interested. You talk about a team that has gotten better the last couple of years with their skill players. Give me the Houston Texans. I'm interested because I bet you Barnwell had them as awful. The last two years,
the Houston Texans were dead last.
Okay. I knew that. I knew that Houston was, I remember his list because he was always very critical of the Texans. And then now, what are they, top three, top four?
They're number four.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
And,
hell of a job.
It's hard to argue that.
I think the good news, though, reflecting on the Cowboys, is that was basically their skill group last year because Pollard was not good. Yeah. Gallup was not good. Cooks a little inconsistent, but that was a top three scoring offense.
Yeah.
Yes.
The thing with Cooks, he had to take over the Gallup role, and that was not good for him.
Well, we talked about it. Like when we were watching the All 22, there's a lot of times Cooks is running open.
Yeah.
And they're not looking at him.
Not getting the ball, but it's the vertical play that they're not, or he lines up on the right side and runs all the way across the formation on a deep arrow route and Dak doesn't find him. Or when the protection breaks down,
he doesn't have time to progress all the way over there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, when you play the Commanders, that play always works really well. It's true. Line up on the right side and run him all the way across the field, you're going to get a big play out of that.
Rest of the division, by the way, the team that's last on this is the Chargers this year. Chargers come in dead last because they don't really know what's going on with their running back situation either. They brought in J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards, guys that are usually hurt. Although I think Ladd McConkey's going to absolutely crush it for them, so they might end up being a little bit better. I'd probably put the Patriots at dead last.
Okay.
Giants come in at 29 within the division. They're not very good. Commanders at 26. And then the Eagles are number two.
Man, I think the Commanders are a little bit better skill-wise than what they're getting credit for, Billy.
I do, too. Jahan Dotson could have a really good year. Yeah. Terry McLaurin.
Ayuk might be there.
That's
tight end is a question for them.
Yeah, but that's a team that's got a couple of running backs that I would look at
Brian
as well.
They just signed Austin Ekeler.
Yeah.
One guy got shot in his knee, just kept on going.
That's Robinson.
Yeah. Yeah. Teflon. Yeah. Okay, is that it for the power rankings?
Yeah, that was it.
I have 11 Cowboy veterans in danger of not making the 2024 roster. I'll give you the name. You tell me if you think he'll be back. And number one's a former favorite of our show. Disappointing year number two last year. The guy with the Hoochie Daddy shorts, I'm sure they'll be on full display once again, Peyton Hendershot.
I don't think Hendershot's making the team.
I think it's an old yellow.
Yeah, I think John Stevens is about to take his spot.
That room is going to be really, really crowded, and so I don't think Hendershot's part of it.
How about number two on the list, cornerback Nashawn Wright?
Man, he made a couple of plays in the OTAs. He's got to carry that thing on, but he's lost his sponsors and Dan Quinn in that group.
His saving grace could be special teams. He's a really good special teams player, but you're right.
We've seen the last of Josh Ball in these parts, haven't we?
Yes.
The tackle.
I would say that maybe, yeah, Josh Ball has been a fourth-round pick that you kind of go, why?
How about Matt Waletzko?
I think Waletzko is a better player, and I think there's some flexibility with him. Like, there's another guy, same year drafted a year later, fifth round. Subluxations of the shoulders have been a huge problem.
Just can't stay
healthy.
He's got
him fixed, but he stands by us a lot during these practices.
Cooper Rush is on this list. I don't think he should be. I think it should be somebody else.
He's the second quarterback if Trey Lance spits the bit.
Yeah, I mean, he'd be your guy that's your emergency quarterback. I don't think a lot of people are going to be picking up Cooper Rush.
I think what I learned from the last time the Cowboys rebuilt is they want all of their games to be relevant. They want to get good TV ratings. It's got to be a good show. There's got to be drama. They're going to shoot for 500, and if Dak gets hurt, Cooper Rush would definitely give you that opportunity.
He wins games.
Zeke's on this list. I don't think there's any chance he's a cut.
No. Zeke's going to get your first carry to start the season.
How about defensive lineman Chauncey Golston?
Man, that's one of those ones I've kind of been waiting for him. He plays end. He plays tackle. I don't know who you have as a backup three technique right now unless – Fajoko or one of those guys, so he might end up having to play some three technique.
He'll make the team because there's just not enough depth.
Linebacker Damian Wilson, drafted by the Cowboys a long time ago. He's been around. I think he won a championship with the Chiefs. He's back.
Yeah. There's a couple of these guys. I was going to ask you guys the question about Wilson and Elliott and guys like a veteran guys. Who do you need to have maybe a surprising kind of season and turn back the clock? Wilson was a guy I was kind of looking at with a little bit of trying to help the linebacker room.
Yeah. I think right now you look at your depth. I don't know that he's got a place.
Yeah.
That's fair.
As long as these young guys, take the step and show what we expect. I think if Damian Wilson's a starter, then something went wrong with your young guys. That's okay. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. What do we have coming up next, Wooly Bully?
That is a fantastic question. What's on the show sheet?
Restroom Revelations.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I was thinking about this the other day. What is one thing that annoys your spouse?
Mm.
A restroom habit?
What if you don't
have
one?
Well, you used to.
Okay.
So what's something that used to annoy your spouse?
Yeah, a lot of things.
Next in the Nation.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Hollywood David Hellman's coming up at 4 o'clock. Looking forward to a chat there with Brian's former editor at DallasCowboys.com.
Whoa. Let me ask you this. What team you think had the most holding calls in the NFL last year? There's three teams that tied for the lead at 25.
Commanders.
Holding.
Commanders is a good one. The Chiefs might be up there.
Chiefs number one.
Okay.
But there's two other teams they're tied with.
Jets.
Nope.
Was it the Cowboys?
Cowboys and the Dolphins.
Okay. Dolphins mix and match.
All had 25 holding calls last year. What team had the least?
San Francisco.
Eagles with 7.
Really? Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
7 holding calls all year long.
All year long.
That's incredible.
Yeah. What's the takeaway there?
I don't know. I just thought it was I just thought it was crazy that you had that man. That one team. It's the how big of a difference there was.
Big gap.
Both teams. I think pass block well, but why Dallas seemed like they got a lot more holding calls.
It worked.
kind of seem like Holden is, you know, maybe a sign that you're doing it right. And if you get caught here and there, that's just what it takes.
You know what? I would study Philadelphia. What the hell are they doing? Are they wearing white gloves when they're playing white jersey teams?
No, seriously.
Dark gloves? I mean, what are you doing?
Because you could call holding every single play if you wanted to in the NFL.
Dallas got penalized, I think, way too much. Oh, Kansas City, too. Miami. I mean, those are all pretty good offenses right there that are...
They're all playoff teams.
Holding it up, yeah.
David Hellman coming up at 4. Here's the Woolly Bully.
All right, we'll get into some restroom revelations, but I do have to give some love to Michael Kopech of the Chicago White Sox. He just threw an immaculate inning. 9 pitches, 9 strikes, ball game. First immaculate inning of the season. It's always pretty cool.
I was watching this game, and it happened?
It happened. It happened. It just happened, yep. About 15 minutes ago.
I'm watching, and I didn't even know what was going on.
Pretty incredible. Yeah. Michael Kopech.
Okay. And there's a more entertaining sports above.
We got a freaking semifinal in the Euros going on, so I understand why your eyes were wandering there. All right, let's do some restroom revelations, shall we? What's something that you do in the restroom that really annoys your significant other? For me, it's pretty easy. There's 2 things that have come to my attention. One is I slam the toilet seat.
Just drop it?
I guess so. I guess I do this. And I don't even think that I'm doing it. One, I feel like I'm doing you a solid because I am now putting the bowl back down.
Yeah.
So when it's your turn to go, you can just sit seamlessly.
Is this your crib?
Yeah.
This is your house?
We're sharing rent.
Okay, but hey, I'm telling you, do you have to pay for that toilet if you break it?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Keep doing that.
I haven't stopped.
You're going to break that, Joan. You're like, man.
That's going to be on me for this. 100%. That's going to be on me to buy a new toilet. Yeah.
They also have the seats that close slowly if you go to Home Depot, and they're pretty easy to install.
Okay, that might be a good
play. They're like unslammable, basically.
Well, this thing slams pretty loudly.
Yeah.
And I do that, and it really ticks her off.
Do you do it on purpose now?
No, I'm not even thinking about it.
That is a very low threshold for getting super mad, though.
Yeah, it's not like something where she's like...
It's probably really loud, too, though.
I bet it's really loud.
Yeah. It is really loud.
Yeah.
It is. And so it's mainly just like, stop doing that. You know, it's not like she's...
Can she hear it in the other room?
She can hear it in the bedroom, right? Mm. Which is, right there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I don't know if you're in the living room, if you'd be able to hear the toilet seat slamming.
Yeah.
But you probably slam car doors, too, don't you?
I think I probably do.
Front door? You slam the front door?
Heavy-handed ass.
Yeah. the front door probably is slammed. Yeah, I probably do all these things.
You're a psycho.
Am I?
Yeah. Why? Why do you have to slam
stuff?
I'm not
even thinking about it. I'm not like slamming it on purpose.
Getting the job done. It's efficient.
I'm just closing it.
He just lets the toilet seat drop from 2 feet.
He's a man.
Yeah.
I'm just closing it.
Yeah. World can get the hell out of his way.
Yeah. As the toilet bowl cracks.
Yeah.
And there's water all over the ground.
Well, so far we've never, I haven't had to worry about that yet. So maybe I'm not slamming it as hard as I can. Maybe I should test this theory, slam it a little bit harder next time.
Huh? Yeah. I was living with this gal this one time way back in the late 90s, and she got super mad.
Way back.
She got super mad that there was toothpaste in the sink after I had brushed my teeth.
I've dealt with that.
She's like, I don't want to be dealing with this for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
I think she's on to something.
That's the type of clean I like right there. I like women that type of clean, bro.
Is that a good standard?
Hell yeah, yes. It is, bro. What?
Absolutely.
Keep me in check. I want to be the dirty one. I'm telling you, dynamics are weird when the woman is the dirty one and you're the clean one. And I say that respectfully. That dynamics are strange.
I'll tell you what. I keep the shower floor so clean that I'm afraid I'm going to fall. It's that slippery in there.
Good for you, bro.
I can't stand having dirt or anything in the bottom of the shower or, you know, any of that stuff.
Oh, I'm with you on that. I mean, will make sure that's
I love the smell clean. Of Pine Sol.
Yeah.
Like, I am.
Reminds yes, you of Victor. I'm with you, bro.
I'm with you. So to me, like, I'm worried. Like, I take a step into the shower. It's so clean in there that I'm worried I'm going to fall. And then you're going to, like, you guys are going to talk, oh, Brian was a decent guy we worked with.
Yeah.
He hit his head.
Damn shame what happened to Broadus.
Yeah.
Slipped and fell.
Yeah.
Death by cleanliness.
Sure was clean in there, though. You see the photos?
Yeah.
My God.
It smelled fantastic.
Oh, look, the blood just went right down the drain. Yeah.
The other one is just kind of like leaving things like a clutter around the sink. And it's not even really like a clutter. It's like my specific area.
Yeah.
But instead of like bunching it all up together perfectly, like they're all touching, yeah. I will sometimes like, okay, I will leave the hair gel or I will leave the soap, like the toothpaste.
But this is your area?
Yeah, we have two separate sides.
It's amazing that you even have sides. Usually women take up the whole counter with all types of weird stuff.
No,
I have a whole new bathroom I use now.
Which, I mean, England
has done it.
Maybe I need to do this eventually if we ever move. And I get my own house and we're not renting. But yeah, that's something that bothers
her. No, you should lay down the law now. It is your sink.
Oh.
That's what I did. Say, I haven't adjusted.
Okay, you got it. You got it, but you're doing it right.
Pick one. You want to slam the toilet or the sink? Which one you want?
I can try and do better with the slamming of the toilets. A lot of people have texted in like that. Probably annoy me too.
You got to relax with the sink, though.
I'm sorry. I just need to be a little bit, you know, more gentle or gentler.
Gentler.
No, that's not annoying. Thing,
like it's not. If you were to come over and see it, it's not even like it's dirty or anything. It's just everything's just not perfectly in one little area.
I'll tell you what needs to happen. What I'm seeing here on the text is some people just need to relax and accept that life is happening around them. And if little things like a toilet closing is throwing you off, you need therapy, bruh. You seriously need mental health help. That the life adjustment has nothing to do with the woolly bully or any kind of messy guy in his bathroom. The life adjustment is the gal who, you know, apparently is so miserable that she can't let you live your life with your norms, with the way that you close and open things. You're trampling on my life. I'm not saying anything about yours. Not a single damn thing.
Hell yeah.
Leave me the crap alone, please. I'm going through my life. I have a lot of stuff in my head, got a lot of busy stuff going on, and now I find myself in an argument because I closed the toilet a little loudly.
Thank you.
Leave me alone.
God bless America.
Jeez.
Can I get you? Can you, I need you to record all that in my phone. Here, and then play it back.
I'm going to pull that later, and I'm going to play it.
I got that ran on speed dial.
Like, Volchek walks in and just sets the phone on the counter.
Honey, just take a minute and listen to this.
God, I got
You've got mental issues, lady.
This is my anthem. You want me to pay for you to go to therapy? I got you, honey. Oh,
I got 25 years left on this planet if I'm lucky. Can I please try to enjoy a little bit of it?
Golly, if I want to slam the toilet seat, let me damn well slam it.
There you go.
Oh, man. We got a lot of the leaving hair in the toilet.
Toilet?
Yeah. Or just anywhere in the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, you're cleaning up a little area.
Tell you what, I'm a hang up the towel guy too.
I do hang up the towel.
Can't stand that having towels laying around.
Yeah.
Leaving a wet floor. You ever had people leave a wet floor?
Yes. Like,
hell did you do, bro?
Yeah.
Can we not put a mat down or something? What's going on with that?
How about make sure the curtain's in the tub too? Yeah. Is another thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I don't have to deal with the curtain
that's
anymore.
Bad. We just have a door. That one will get me.
Yeah.
Especially having to have my floors redone.
214 says forgetting to flush. Now, you should probably flush.
That is, you can't do that.
Yeah.
That's one of the things, living by yourself is great.
Especially, I do not want to see a woman's turds when I walk in there and lift up the thing. Yes. That's telling you, bro.
Why are you acting funny? You haven't talked to me in 3 days.
I see one of your floaters in there. You're not disturbed.
You're not human.
Think about it. 972
It wasn't a rose.
Turning the toilet paper the right way.
That's a real thing.
That is a real thing.
I had to learn that one.
Oh, that's a real thing.
And now I know.
How about using?
It's got a patent for it. On the patent, it shows you how to hold it. So it's a real thing.
How about using too much toilet paper, though, too, is another one.
Clogging the toilet?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an issue.
That's a bad one. If you do that, you got to discreetly unplug it.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever clogged up somebody's toilet when you're like a guest?
Yeah.
And you don't have the plunger thing in that room?
Yeah.
That's
you go like, check the garage.
Yeah, I mean
popular spot.
No, you're stuck in the bathroom.
Yeah, you're kind of stuck. I think you're stuck in
you're
there.
You're stuck.
You just leave.
You're kind of stuck in there.
You give that Irish goodbye.
You're kind of like trying to do all you can to
get it to go.
What do you need? You stick your arm in there?
Looking for a wire hanger under the cabinet or something.
You know what? I've taken a toothbrush before.
Oh no, you haven't.
With your hand down in there?
And it's somebody else's toothbrush?
I threw the toothbrush away.
Oh, did you tell him?
No.
Poor guy was looking for his toothbrush.
I looked for an auxiliary toothbrush.
Brian was elbow deep in his toilet.
So you fixed one problem, and now there's another one that they have to deal with.
Okay.
I know I had it here somewhere.
And you might have some Hep C on your hands on top of that.
No. The toothbrush helps. If you have to use as an emergency, it helps.
Oh, goodness.
I threw it away.
Well,
I wrapped it up in toilet paper.
Thank you for throwing their toothbrush away for them. after you used it to dis-
Hey, I mean, okay, what are you going to do? You're going to leave a surprise for somebody the next time around?
I'm going to go to the homeowner. I'm going to say, I'm not sure you knew about this.
You're not doing that, Dawson.
Your guest restroom cannot handle
everybody. Don't lie to people. You're not doing that. You're like, you're driving home and you're like, oh, I think I clogged one up there, dear. You're not, you know, you're not. And you're leaving those people to try and figure out which bummy guest they have.
Oh, man, that is classic.
England's going to go on. They win.
They did.
Yeah.
In regulation, late
play
one.
Play Spain.
England and
brilliant
Spain.
Strike. Yeah. Mano.
Gosh, that's crazy.
Wow. Good for England.
So what a final. Yeah.
Yeah, what a final. All right, there's your restroom revelations. Thank you guys for playing along with me.
There he goes. It's time now for David Hellman, a.k.a. Hollywood Dave Hellman, to join us next right here. We'll be talking Cowboys with you next right here. It's the G-Bag Nation and the Fan. Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. Hollywood David Hellman's coming up at 4 o'clock. Looking forward to a chat there with Brian's former editor at DallasCowboys.com. Whoa.
Let me ask you this. What team you think had the most holding calls in the NFL last year? There's three teams that tied for the lead at 25.
Commanders.
Holding. They had
Commanders 20. Is a good one. The Chiefs might be up there.
Chiefs number one.
Okay.
But there's two other teams they're tied with.
Jets.
Nope.
This is the Cowboys.
Cowboys and the Dolphins.
Okay. Dolphins mix and match.
All had 25 holding calls last year. You want team had the least?
San Francisco.
Eagles with 7.
Really? Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
7 holding calls all year long.
All year long.
That's incredible.
Yeah. What's the takeaway there?
I don't know. I just thought it was I just thought it was crazy that you had that many, that one team, it's the how big of a difference there
it's
was.
A big gap.
You know, both teams, I think, pass block well, but why Dallas seemed like they got a lot more holding calls.
It worked.
Kind of seem like holding is, maybe a sign that you're doing it right. And if you get caught here and there, that's just what it takes.
You know what? I would study Philadelphia. What the hell are they doing? Are they wearing white gloves when they're playing white jersey teams?
No, seriously.
Dark gloves? I mean, what are you doing?
Because you could call holding every single play if you wanted to in the NFL.
Dallas,
really cool.
Dallas got penalized, I think, way too much. Oh, Kansas City, too. Miami. I mean, those are all pretty good offenses right there that are.
They're all playoff teams.
Holding it up. Yeah.
David Hellman coming up at 4. Here's the Woolly Bully.
All right. We'll get into some restroom revelations, but I do have to give some love to Michael Kopech of the Chicago White Sox. He just threw an immaculate inning. 9 pitches, 9 strikes, ball game. First immaculate inning of the season. It's always pretty cool.
I was watching this game,
and it happened? It happened. It happened. It just happened, about 15 minutes ago.
I'm watching, and I didn't even know what was going on.
Pretty incredible. Yeah. Michael Kopech.
Okay.
And there's more entertaining sports above.
We got a freaking semifinal and the Euros going on, so I understand why your eyes were wandering there. All right, let's do some restroom revelations, shall we? What's something that you do in the restroom that really annoys your significant other? For me, it's pretty easy. There's two things that have come to my attention. One is I slam the toilet seat.
Just drop it?
I guess so. I guess I do this. And I don't even think that I'm doing it. One, I feel like I'm doing you a solid because I am now putting the bowl back down.
Yeah.
So when it's your turn to go, you can just sit seamlessly. You
don't this your crib?
Yeah.
This is your house?
When we're sharing rent.
Okay, but hey, I'm telling you, do you have to pay for that toilet if you break it?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, keep doing that.
I haven't stopped.
You're going to break that, Joan. You're like, man.
That's going to be on me for this. 100%. That's going to be on me to buy a new toilet. Yeah.
They also have the seats that close slowly if you go to Home Depot, and they're pretty easy to install.
Okay. That might be a good
play. So they're like unslammable, basically.
Well, this thing slams pretty loudly.
Yeah.
And I do that, and it really ticks her off.
Do you do it on purpose now?
No, I'm not even thinking about it.
That is a very low threshold for getting super mad, though.
Yeah, it's not like something where she's like...
It's probably really loud, too, though.
I bet it's really loud.
Yeah. It is really loud.
Yeah.
It is. And so it's mainly just like, stop doing that. You know, it's not like she's...
Could she hear it in the other room?
She can hear it in the bedroom, right? Mm-hmm. Which is, I mean...
Yeah.
Right there. Mm-hmm. So, yes. I don't know if you're in the living room, if you'd be able to hear the toilet seat slamming.
Yeah.
But you slam car doors, too, don't you?
I think I probably do.
Front door? You slam the front door?
Heavy-handed ass.
Yeah. the front door probably is slammed. Yeah, I probably do all these things.
You're a psycho.
Am I?
Yeah. Why? Why do you have to slam
stuff?
I'm
not even thinking about it. It just, I'm not like slamming it
getting
on purpose.
The job done. It's efficient.
I'm just closing it.
He just lets the toilet seat drop from 2 feet.
He's a man.
Yeah. I'm just closing it.
Yeah. World can get the hell out of his way.
Yeah. As the toilet bowl cracks.
Yeah.
And there's water all over the ground.
Well, so far we've never, I haven't had to worry about that yet. So maybe I'm not slamming it as hard as I can. Maybe I should test this theory. Slam it a little bit harder next time.
Huh? Yeah. I was living with this gal this one time way back in the late 90s, and she got super mad.
Way back.
She got super mad that there was toothpaste in the sink after I had brushed my teeth.
I've dealt with that.
She's like, I don't want to be dealing with this for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
I think she's on to something.
That's the type of clean I like right there. I like women that type of clean, bro.
Is that a good standard?
Hell yeah, yes. It is, bro. What?
Absolutely.
Keep me in check. I want to be the dirty one. I'm telling you, the dynamics are weird when the woman is the dirty one and you're the clean one. And I say that respectfully. That dynamics are strange.
I'll tell you what. I keep the shower floor so clean that I'm afraid I'm going to fall. It's that slippery in there.
Good for you, bro.
I can't stand having like dirt or anything in the bottom of the shower or, you know, any of that stuff.
Oh, I'm with you on that. I mean, will make sure that's
I love the smell clean. Of Pine Sol.
Yeah.
Like I am.
Yes, I'm with you, bro. I'm with you.
So to me, like I'm worried, like I take a step into the shower. It's so clean in there that I'm worried I'm going to fall. And then you're going to like, you guys are going to talk. Oh, Brian was a decent guy we worked with.
Yeah.
He hit his head. You
damn
know?
Shame what happened to Broadus.
Yeah.
Slipped and fell.
Yeah.
Death by cleanliness.
Sure was clean in there, though. You see the photos?
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah. Smelled fantastic.
Oh, look, the blood just went right down the drain. Yeah.
The other one is just kind of like leaving things like a clutter around the sink. And it's not even really like a clutter. It's like my specific area.
Yeah.
But instead of like bunching it all up together perfectly, like they're all touching, yeah. I will sometimes like, okay, I will leave the hair gel or I will leave the soap, like the toothpaste.
But this is your area?
Yeah. We have two separate sides.
It's amazing that you even have sides. Usually women take up the whole counter with all types of weird stuff.
No.
I have a whole new bathroom I use now.
Which, I mean, England
has done it.
Maybe I need to do this eventually if we ever move. And I get my own house and we're not renting. But yeah, that's something that bothers
me. No, you should lay down the law now. It is your sink.
Oh.
That's what I did. So I haven't adjusted.
Okay, you got it. You got it. Buddy. I didn't You're doing change. It right.
Pick one. You want to slam the toilet or the sink? Which one you want?
I can try and do better with the slamming of the toilets. A lot of people have texted and like that probably annoy me too.
You got to relax with this sink, though.
I'm sorry.
Though.
I just need to be a little bit, you know, more gentle or gentler.
Gentler.
No, that's
but
not annoying.
Sink thing, like it's not. If you were that's to come it, over and see it, it's not even like it's dirty or anything. It's just everything's just not perfectly in one little area.
I'll tell you what needs to happen. What I'm seeing here on the text is some people just need to relax and accept that life is happening around them. And if little things like a toilet closing is throwing you off, you need therapy, bruh. You seriously need mental health help. That the life adjustment has nothing to do with the woolly bully or any kind of messy guy in his bathroom. The life adjustment is the gal who, you know, apparently is so miserable that she can't let you live your life with your norms, with the way that you close and open things. You're trampling on my life. I'm not saying anything about yours. Not a single damn thing.
Hell yeah.
Leave me the crap alone, please. I'm going through my life. I have a lot of stuff in my head, got a lot of busy stuff going on, and now I find myself in an argument because I closed the toilet a little loudly.
Thank you.
Leave me alone.
God bless America.
Jeez.
Can I get you? I need you to record all that in my phone. Yeah, I'm play it back.
I'm going
to
pull that later. Yeah. I'm going to play it.
I got
for
that
my,
ran on speed dial.
Like, Volchek walks in and just sets the phone on the counter.
Honey, just take a minute and listen to this.
God, I got
You've
maybe,
got mental issues, lady.
This is my anthem. You want me to pay for you to go to therapy? I got you, honey.
Oh, I got 25 years left on this planet if I'm lucky. Can I please try to enjoy a little bit of it?
Golly, if I want to slam the toilet seat, let me damn well slam it.
There you go.
Oh, man. We got a lot of the leaving hair in the toilet.
Toilet?
Yeah. Or just anywhere in the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, you're cleaning up a little area.
Tell you what, I'm a hang up the towel guy too.
I do hang up the towel.
Can't stand that having towels laying around.
Yeah.
You leaving a wet floor. You ever had people leave a wet floor? Like, yes. The hell did you do, bro?
Yeah.
Can we not put a mat down or something? What's going on with that?
How about make sure the curtain's in the tub too? Yeah. Is another thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I don't have to deal with the curtain
that's
anymore.
A bad, we just have a door. That one will get me.
Yeah.
Especially having to have my floors redone.
214 says forgetting to flush. Now, you should probably flush.
That is, you can't do that. Yeah. That's one of the things. Living by yourself is great.
Especially, I do not want to see a woman's turds when I walk in there and lift up the thing. Yes. That's, I'm telling you, bro.
Why are you acting funny? You haven't talked to me in 3 days.
I see one of your floaters in there. You're disturbed.
You're not human.
Think about it. 972
It wasn't a rose.
Turning the toilet paper the right way.
That's a real thing.
That is a real thing.
I had to learn that one.
That's a real thing.
And now I know.
How about using?
It's got a patent for it. On the patent, it shows you how to hold it. So it's a real thing.
How about using too much toilet paper, though, too, is another one.
Clogging the toilet?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an issue.
That's a bad one. If you do that, you got to discreetly unplug it.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever clogged up somebody's toilet when you're like a guest?
Yeah.
And you don't have the plunger thing in that room?
Yeah.
That's
you go like, check the garage.
Yeah, I mean
popular spot.
You're, full, you're stuck in the bathroom.
Yeah, you're kind of stuck. I think you're stuck in
you're
there.
Stuck.
You just leave.
You're kind of stuck in there.
You have that Irish goodbye.
You're kind of like trying to do all you can to
to get it to go.
What do? You stick your arm in there?
Looking for a wire hanger under the cabinet or something.
You know what? I've taken a toothbrush before.
Oh, you haven't.
With your hand down in there?
And it's somebody else's toothbrush?
I threw the toothbrush away.
Oh, did you tell him?
No.
Poor guy was looking for his toothbrush.
I looked for an auxiliary
toothbrush. Brian was elbow deep in his toilet.
So you fixed one problem, but now there's another one that they have to deal with.
Okay.
I know I had it here somewhere.
And you might have some Hep C on your hands on top of that.
No. The toothbrush helps. If you have to use as an emergency, it helps.
Oh, goodness.
I threw it away. I wrapped it up in
toilet
paper.
Thank you for throwing their toothbrush away for them. After you used it to
Okay, what are you going to do? You going to leave a surprise for somebody the next time around?
I'm going to go to the homeowner. I'm going to say, I'm not sure you knew about this.
You're not doing that, Dawson.
Your guest restroom cannot handle
everybody. Don't lie to people. You're not doing that. You're like, you're driving home and you're like, oh, I think I clogged one up there, dear. You're not. And you're leaving those people to try and figure out which bummy guest they have.
Oh, man. That is classic.
England's going to go on. They win.
They did.
Yeah.
In regulation. Late
play
one.
Play Spain.
England and Brilliant Spain.
Brilliant strike. Yeah. Mano?
Gosh, that's crazy.
Well. Good for
so
England.
what a final.
Yeah, what a final. All right, there's your restroom revelations. Thank you guys for playing along with me.
There he goes. It's time now for David Hellman, a.k.a. Hollywood Dave Hellman, to join us next right here. We'll be talking Cowboys with you next right here to the G-Bag Nation and the fan.